From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Russian military is accusing Syria's rebels of shelling a humanitarian corridor that Moscow set up with the Syrian government, offering residents of Damascus's besieged eastern suburbs a way out of the embattled enclave. However, on Wednesday, Kelly Currie, the U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, said Russia is defying the UN's ceasefire resolution.
The cessation of hostilities is for at least 30 days, every day, all day.
This is the third and possibly last day of a Russian-ordered five-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting in the eastern Ghouta area. No civilians have used the lull to leave the rubble-held suburbs. Authorities in Somalia are reporting an explosion. Jeff Custer has the details.
Al-Shabaab spokesman and a police official told Reuters news agency that the Islamist group set off a suicide car bomb at a security checkpoint about 15 kilometers outside the capital of Mogadishu on Thursday. According to the police officer, the blast has caused casualties, but he did not elaborate on whether that meant some had died or were only injured. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia has tested new nuclear weapons, including a nuclear-powered cruise missile and a nuclear-powered underwater drone that would be immune to enemy interception. Putin said that the nuclear-powered cruise missile tested last fall has an unlimited range and high speed and is capable of penetrating any missile defense. He also said the high-speed underwater drone is capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that could target both aircraft carriers and coastal facilities. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Japan lodged a protest on Thursday against remarks made by South Korean President Moon Jae-in in what he said that Japan should not say that the comfort woman issue is over. Japanese Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said Moon's statements ran contrary to the 2015 accord and that Japan does not accept it. He also said Japan had fulfilled their part of the agreement and called upon South Korea to do the same. Moon made the comments earlier on the same day at a ceremony in Seoul marking the 99th anniversary of Korea's March 1st independence movement. Thousands of South Korean conservatives rallied in Seoul Thursday to protest President Moon Jae-in's Olympic outreach to North Korea. Moon's opponents, many waving American flags, denounced his engagement policy to foster increased dialogue and cooperation with the North as appeasing the enemy and undermining the United States' maximum pressure strategy. They also protested in support of impeached President Park Geun-hye, who faces a possible 30-year prison sentence for corruption charges related to the scandal that ousted her from office. The United Nations says four of its peacekeepers were killed Wednesday when their vehicle ran over a landmine in a mine in central Mali. The four soldiers were traveling between Boni and Daoundé in Mopti region. The four other peacekeepers were also seriously injured. Six Malian soldiers were killed Tuesday in the same region in an identical incident. The investigation into possible collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia has intensified in recent weeks. Jim Malone has that update.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges including money laundering. Last week, his former deputy, Rick Gates, pleaded guilty to lying to prosecutors and is now cooperating with the investigation. In a series of recent tweets, President Trump once again dismissed the Russia probe as a witch hunt. So far, though, the probe seems to be having little impact on Trump's core supporters. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department Wednesday announced indictments of a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen charged with hate crimes. The indictments filed charge that the 19-year-old Michael Ron David Cotter made multiple threats over the course of several months earlier last year. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said such allegated threats of violence instill fear in the Jewish community and others across the United States, and that his department's job is to ensure Americans can live without such fear. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.